The next patient is Roger Brown. The last name is B-R-O-W-N. The clinical case of a 68-year-old patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, that is referred to the office because of uncontrolled hypertension. The patient has normal kidney function. The serum creatinine is 0.78. The BUN is 16. The serum electrolytes have the tendency to look to has the tendency to demonstrate hypokalemia. The patient is taking furosemide 40 milligrams every day. We measure the aldosterone, and the aldosterone was reported 47, which is significantly higher than expected. The limit is up to 25. The patient had a CT scan of the adrenal glands that was negative in the past. We might be dealing with a patient with aldosterone-driven hypertension, and for that reason, we are going to start the patient on spironolactone 25 milligrams POBID and reevaluate the case in less than 8 weeks. Number two, a patient has coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, status post-Washman procedure. The patient has a permanent pacemaker, and the atrial fibrillation became paroxysmal. He is not taking any blood thinners. The ejection fraction is 60%. Following number, the patient has cervical problems, cervical neck pain that is being evaluated by the spine doctor. Dr. De Santos, D-E space Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. Following number, the patient has a BPH. He is taking Bethanecol, B-E-T-H-A-N-E-C-H-O-L, Cardura, and Tamsulosin, and continues under the care of the urologist. Period. The patient continues to the same body weight, the same fluid restriction that before, and the same blood pressure than before. And he says that he had changed his lifestyle. The blood pressure was 150 over 98. The body weight is 253 pounds, and the BMI is 34. The patient states that he is following a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and he's not drinking significant amounts of fluid. He feels thirsty all the time. We are going to see what the aldosterone is going to do in this particular case, and I ask the patient to sips of water rather than drinking glasses of water. He has a chronic edema that is 2 over 4. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the lab. That was comprehensive review, the CT scan, and in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 7 minutes.